President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu are speaking by phone lately. A major topic of the calls is the clearing out of Rafah, Gaza's southernmost city, a military necessity in order to dismantle Hamas. President Biden is making demands about hostages and civilian protections. Prime Minister Netanyahu has publicly criticized, quote, recent talk about forcing a Palestinian state on Israel. He says this would be a huge prize for terror, the likes of which we have never seen. Hamas must be removed. The Heritage Foundation's David Harsiani points out that no Israeli prime minister would act any differently in Gaza. Israeli voters rightly demand it. Our dealings with Israel should always occur in light of the existential threat Hamas represents. These threats were fulfilled in carnage that began October 7th, an event which should not have surprised us. Middle East Media Research Institute, MEMRI, has been meticulously cataloging Hamas's threats of total war for years. The organization publicized Hamas's articles and videos advertising its drills preparing for an invasion of Israel. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, MEMRI's president and co-founder, Yigal Carmon, said if they publish it many times, it suggests they mean it, and you cannot ignore it. You must take it seriously. MEMRI documents the terrorists' competing messages. Hamas Politburo chief Ismail Haniyeh tells the West he wants to end the war and signals that Israel and Hamas can live side by side. But in a January 9th speech aired on Al Jazeera, he said, "We should hold on to the victory that took place on October 7th and build upon it." He says, "The time has come for the jihad of the swords." MEMRI's executive director, Steve Stolinsky, told the Journal, "We've monitored it since the beginning of the jihadis going online, and there have never been so many open threats to the U.S., explicit threats. We must pay attention." For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.